And welcome to the 100th ever Daily Info Oxcast. It's our 100th birthday today, which is why we are blowing party blowers.
Party blowers.
And while we have happy birthday on the fiddle as our intro this
courtesy
week.
Courtesy of Henny.
What are you going to be talking about to celebrate our 100th ever edition today, Orla?
I've got events involving beer, beards and Bach. What have you got, Anais?
I have got incest, and then to make up for that, I've got some stand-up and some English music.
Festive.
Very festive indeed. And to kick us off, we've been talking about Art Weeks for, I mean, the last 3 weeks, ever since it started. But now Art Weeks is coming to the city, which is the stuff we know the most about. So we're going to talk about it this week.
Yes, it's in Oxford City this week. There's almost 200 exhibitions just in the city of Oxford. It's all running until Monday. And I'm just going to pick out a few of my favourite ones, but there's so much more on artweeks.org. There's going to be so many different media of art. There's going to be photography, printmaking, painting, metalwork, sculpture, jewellery, drawing, digital art and furniture, including a photography exhibition called The City of Dreaming Tires at Bike Zone.
Oh, amazing!
Which is amazing. Elena Shamgunova has got an embroidery on painted silk exhibition just around the corner from there at Java & Co. coffee shop. Then in East Oxford, there's paint, pottery and printmaking at East Oxford Community Centre. And at 100A Cowley Road, which is a workshop, there's going to be a joint exhibition of metal worker Stella Campion, printmaker Nikki Cooney and jeweller Juliet Addenbrook. And I saw Stella Campion's like last year.
She
makes really amazing, beautiful sort of hand-hammered bowls and beautiful jewellery for lots of big churches and things like that. Then in North Oxford, Jocelyn Ierson Payne has got humorous cartoons in Summertown Costa, and Deborah Thorne has got a painting exhibition at the Curtain Shop in Summertown as well. But yeah, that really is just the tip of the iceberg for everything that's happening with Art Weeks.
And in lots of places that you might just want to pop into anyway, you might not realise you're taking part in Art Weeks by going to the Curtain Shop.
Yeah,
there you go.
Lots of it is people's own houses or their workshops, also real galleries, of course, all opening up and everything's free. And also, yeah, Summertown Costa.
Next up, we have a Hinterview, which is an interview conducted by Daily Infoer, Hinny.
We're here with Sarah Flood from FX, who's going to tell us all about their big event on Friday.
Yep, thank you. I work for FX, which is an online platform for positive ethical investing. So people putting their money into businesses they believe in rather than, say, screening out what they don't want it to go into. Mm-hmm. And this Friday we're having our first national event, which is taking place in Oxford. We've got about 90 people coming from all across the UK, a big lineup of speakers from lots of the businesses that we have on our site that people are choosing to invest their money into, so speakers from renewable energy organisations, fair trade, international development finance, that kind of thing.
Grand. So it's an opportunity for people who think they might want to invest? People who are new to the whole thing?
Yes. We've got some people there who are existing investors, so it's a good chance to meet people who've been there and done it already. Mm-hmm. And then there's other people who are coming along because it's something they've been thinking about for a while. Lots of the people who come to us have been ethical consumers in how they shop, and now they're starting to think about how can I make my money do good as well.
Fantastic. And what's Friday going to look like? What's the shape of the day?
We've got two big main sessions with a panel of speakers to debate how can we advance positive investment. And then we've got lots of workshops where people can focus on different aspects of investing, either looking at particular areas or thinking about their own attitude to risk when they're investing. We're going to have lots of stalls up in the garden with lots of activities, and that's where people can go and talk to the businesses one-to-one, but also hopefully do some fun activities as well.
Lovely. And how much does it cost to go?
It's £30 to come for the day. We've been very lucky that we've had some sponsors, which has helped us keep the price down. And then anyone who is a member account holder with FX, then they can get a free ticket. So if people haven't heard about FX, then a great place to start is our website, which is fx.org.uk. The FX stands for Ethical Exchange, so that's why it's ETHEX.
Wonderful. So, if you want to learn more about ethical investment, then you can go along to the Friends Meeting House on St Giles on Friday between 11 and 4.
That was Hinny talking to Sarah Flood from FX, and if you want to hear a bit more of that conversation, then check out the Oxcast extra link to the long cut of the interview on the Daily Info podcast's page.
Now, there's always something good on at the Oxford Playhouse. What is it this week, Anais?
This week, Cheek by Jowl are there. They are one of the leading established theatre companies in Britain at the moment. They've got an international reputation and they even produce work in French and Russian as well as English. They were last at the Playhouse last year with their eerie French production of Alfred Jarry's Ubu Roi, which was really very disturbing but fantastic. And this week they are there with John Ford, Tis Pity She's a Whore, which was actually performed already at the Playhouse in February in 2012. But the production has been so well received everywhere it's been, it's just on another gigantic international tour.
So this is the same production even that was...
I think there's some cast changes and maybe a few developments from having toured it, and when you make something like that you always want to change a little something. So I think it won't be kind of copy exact, but essentially it's the same ideas, and those are the best things about the production. Tis Pity is a 17th century play which treats the subject of incest, and it's remained really controversial over its almost 400 year history. But nowadays, it's people kind of want to play with that a lot more, and it's not shied away from. So Cheek by Jowl have made a really bold, modern production, which is sexy and stylish and wildly alive. Really, really great reviews everywhere it goes. And it's gone international, it's gone everywhere. So it's universal. And the fact that the play won't stop touring kind of says you should probably go see it, because everybody does want to see it. Go and be thrilled. It's Tis Pity She's a Whore by Cheek by Jowl, and it's at the Playhouse this week, every night until Saturday, with a matinee on Saturday afternoon.
So more theatre in North Oxford at the Northwall Arts Centre. War Correspondence is being performed just on Thursday alone. It's a multidisciplined song cycle performance, it's been described as, featuring testimonies, music and physicality, all fusing together to express the experiences of conflict journalists. So it's produced by Helen Chadwick Song Theatre, and in preparation for the piece, Chadwick and designer Miriam Nabarro interviewed journalists who'd covered conflicts in Iraq and Chechnya, Georgia and Afghanistan and Liberia. And they even interviewed journalist Juliana Segrena, who was kidnapped and held hostage for a month in Iraq and then subsequently shot at by US troops. So they've really done their homework on this one. It's got amazing reviews and looks like a really, really interesting production. Tickets are £13 and it is just for the one night. So if it sounds interesting to you, do make sure you book Thursday at 8 o'clock at the North Wall.
Sounds fantastic. Also on Thursday, over at the Pegasus, Daniel Bai is bringing his show The Price of Everything from Thursday this week to Saturday. This show is a mixture of lecture and stand-up and storytelling, and it asks why things cost what they cost and how we measure value.
We've talked about this before, I think.
We have indeed, because the show came to the BT studio last year and former podcast celebrity Alwyn Collinson interviewed Daniel Bai in advance of the show. So if you miss Alwyn and you want to hear his voice again, then hear him talk to Daniel and hear Daniel talk himself in a bit more detail about his show on the Oxcast page. That's dailyinfo.co.uk/podcasts, and you've got to go down to the very bottom because it was in fact one of our first Oxcast Extra interviews.
It's a little retrospective in our 100th edition. Yeah.
One more bit of info is that on Saturday, The Price of Everything will be preceded by a new show by Daniel called The 6 o'clock News. And this week he's working with local artists. And then on Saturday, what they do is they'll present theatrical shorts reacting to the headlines of the week and giving you a sort of comic contemporary news of the day style performance. So that's at 6 o'clock, and then The Price of Everything's afterwards. So you get two shows for the price of one on that day. So that's highly recommended. And do hear what Daniel said himself on the podcast page.
More local theatre, and we've talked about the Scratch Theatre Nights quite a lot at Arts at the Old Fire Station, and this is expanding on that. This is the Scratch Residency. So basically, Arts Council England and Oxford City Council's Culture Fund gave a whole load of funding to Under Construction, who are the people who organise the Scratch Nights. Then they've decided to give two-week residencies to artists who have already performed a piece at one of the Scratch Nights. They give them £1,000 in funding, and they also help them with all of the marketing and the production and the technical input and side of things, and they produce the show. So they develop the show over 2 weeks, and then it's going to be performed. So the first one of these is Tez by Steve Larkin. Now, it's a reimagining of Thomas Hardy's Tess of the D'Urbervilles, but it's set in Newcastle, and the lead is turned into a teenage boy.
And it's a one-man show.
It is a one-man show. Yeah, so the teenage boy, he finds out that he's a descendant of romantic poet Lord Byron and is doomed to follow his tragic fate. Now, Steve Larkin, who is a slam poet and...
local hero.
spoken word artist. He has been blogging every day of the residency, so you should definitely go and check that out. Read his blog, because it's really, really interesting. It gives you a great insight into the development of the show and all of the things that happen behind the scenes of any theatrical production. That's on Friday at Arts of the Old Fire Station at 8 o'clock, and it costs only £5.
If you want to find out more about any of the events we've spoken about so far on the Oxcast, you can do so on dailyinfo.co.uk. We've also got listings for lots and lots of other events happening in and around Oxford.
You can also post a review of anything that you go and see. We have theatre reviews, cinema reviews, and reviews of local concerts and gigs as well.
And we say this every now and then on the podcast, and as it's a landmark 100th, if you have any questions, or if you want to be interviewed, or if you want to give us any feedback, then do let us know your thoughts on the Oxcast. You can just email info@dailyinfo.co.uk. And moving on to the weekend now.
Bank holiday weekend.
So from Friday through to bank holiday Monday every year, the picturesque village of Dorchester-on-Thames becomes home to the English Music Festival, showcasing the brilliance of English music. This year's programme features a mix of talks and music and focuses on the early 20th century music, but there's also world premieres of new commissions, and also they have a lot of lesser-known composers that they musically resurrect and involve in the programme. So it's a really unique and special weekend, really. It's not your traditional concerts with high-profile English composers. It's really, they've done a lot of research and it's really thought through. There's also some really great performers involved, including the Orchestra of St Paul's, the City of London Choir, and the BBC Concert Orchestra, and some really lovely sounding concerts with really nice names. There's A Life on the Ocean Wave and Flowers of the Field. Mm. Very atmospheric. So the English Music Festival runs from Friday 23rd to Monday 26th of May. You can book for individual events, or you can buy a weekend or day pass, and you can find out more information on englishmusicfestival.org.uk.
Or if you can't be bothered to go to an English music festival, you can go to a beer festival. The Gardener's Arms on Plantation Road in Jericho have got a beer festival running all weekend, Friday to Sunday, and they're going to have 12 ales, and the Gardener's Arms also have amazing food. They do really, really good veggie food.
It's 100% veggie and vegan.
But even if you're not a veggie, this food is amazing. It really, really is. Not much more to say about that.
It's a beer festival.
It's free. It's 5 to 11 every day.
Then after the beer festival, you can, on Saturday night, maybe go see Gareth Malone at the New Theatre. So the other week, the master baker Paul Hollywood was on his first ever live show tour. And this week, Gareth Malone is kicking off his live show tour, which seems a bit weird because he's, you know, a performer, but he's mostly done
TV stuff
rather than live theatre. So he's coming to the New Theatre at 7:30pm on Saturday. Gareth Malone, of course, is known as the UK's favourite choir master. He's topped the charts with the Military Wives and has also been royally recognised with an OBE. And he's touring with his new choir called Gareth Malone's Voices. It sounds a little bit schizophrenic, but also slightly narcissistic, so a bit of both. And you're encouraged to also sing along from your seats. There's going to be a selection of contemporary and classical pieces, and audience participation and fun. If you can put those two words in a sentence together, then that's what there's going to be. This tour is clearly long overdue, as it's already nearly sold out in Oxford.
Wow.
Oxford clearly loves Gareth Malone and choir music, and there's a few seats left in the balcony, so if you do want to go, you've got to act really quick. And we've just got to hope that he'll come back again and perform again for us, because clearly Oxford loves it. So if you manage to get online and get your tickets quick, it's Gareth Malone live on tour at the New Theatre on Saturday at 7:30pm.
More art now, and just as Art Week finishes, there's another exhibition opening. Artists Christina Day and Helen Whitley have an exhibition, Birds, Beards, Bones, Bodies, that's opening on Sunday. And I caught up with Christina a couple of days ago to talk about the exhibition. So, Christina, your exhibition, Birds, Beards, Bones and Bodies, is opening this weekend. Tell us a bit about it.
It's an exhibition about drawing. drawing on... using many different mediums as such. I'm a biro artist, so I draw a biro. I like Bic Biro. Not plugging the company or anything, but I really like using their pens. Helen Whitley, she uses charcoal mainly, and her work is more about the body. She's a scientist, and she's very closely networking with medicine. She's trained to be a doctor, so she uses anatomical drawing more than myself, who draws beards.
So you're the birds and the beards, and she's the bones and the bodies.
Yeah, essentially.
So you're an expert in birds and beards as well, then?
No. I suppose you could be an expert in beards. Maybe a barber is like an expert. Or something. I don't know. I really like drawing beards. They're really nice to draw, like, line after line using a biro. And also it's really dangerous because if I make a mistake, I mean, that's it. Like, I can't really go back on it.
And you've got an exhibition launch on Sunday and you're going to have some live music. Who's going to be playing?
We're going to try and have an array of music, not just, you know, the standard kind of classical string quartet music you'd have in a gallery, because I find that really boring. Not boring in the sense that the music's boring, but I find it that everyone else does it. And I'd like to see a few bands play, mainly bands with beards or something, or they could wear beards or have a bird on their shoulder, that
kind of
thing. You're
going to be topless for the bodies part as well.
I didn't think about that, but that sounds like a really good idea. I'll just speak to Helen about it and the rest of the band. I think we're having a bit of a stoner rock band playing. We don't know anything about it. We'll have to put it on our events page.
How many pieces did you have to make for it?
At the moment, I've got 6. And now that sounds very small, but they're very big. They're very, very big drawings. My dad's a carpenter and he's actually making the frames for them
as we speak.
It's very handy, although I think he's probably not very happy about it. He could be doing something else, which he gets paid for, maybe. But yeah, so I've got 6 drawings. I'm probably going to be showing 4 old drawings just to kind of maybe pad it out, but we're not sure yet, we're not sure.
And why did you decide to work with Helen?
Oh, Helen and I have known each other since we were probably 15. She asked me to do the exhibition. She thought of my work when she was offered a place at Wilson College to do the exhibition, and she said she thought of me, and I was like, oh, thanks very much. So that's why we're working together.
That's awesome. Thanks a lot, Christina.
Cheers.
You can hear the interview in full on Daily Info on the Oxcast Extras, and Birds, Beards, Bones, Bodies will be running until the 13th of June at Wilson College. The launch is on Sunday from 6 o'clock, and there's also going to be free wine and nibbles as well as live music in case you need an extra reason to go. And you can see all the details on Daily Info or on their Facebook page. And Wilson, it will be open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day.
Whitney is becoming a hip-hop happening place this spring summer. Last week we talked about the Whitney Food Festival. This week it's Whitney's Music Festival. And the festival is organised by Whitney resident Stuart Foster in honour of his sister, who passed away in 2005, but who really loved music. So that kind of gave him the initiative to organise this town-wide event. It's a 10-day long party that started last Friday and runs all the way through to Bank Holiday Monday. And there are a few gigs every weekday evening, and then all day music on Saturday through to Monday, and all sorts of music. You've got your blues, your funk, there's Americana, a string quartet, throw that in, some folk, acoustic, electronic, indie, there's a bit of everything. And lots of the music is in the local pubs, so it's a good excuse to get to know the local watering holes in Whitney. And on Monday the festival goes over to Cogs Farm, so you can have a full day out, pet the animals and enjoy lovely music in the barn at Cogs Farm. You can find out all the info about the Whitney Music Festival on whitneymusicfestival.com.
Now we've got Hinny, who's going to tell us about some more music for the bank holiday.
On Monday afternoon, there's a Bach marathon happening at St Giles Church. It's 4 non-stop hours of Bach organ works played by the resident organists Andrew Patterson and Dr. Nicholas Stefano Prozzillo, who work at the church, and also other guest organists. He himself was an organist. He wrote a lot of music for different services while he was in different positions. That was his job for years. And he's a really prolific writer of hugely inventive and interesting and profoundly beautiful music. We're really lucky that he wrote so much because he was so good at it. It's fantastic stuff. So if you want to hear music which combines mathematical intrigue with art, he introduced the golden mean into some of his pieces. It was amazing how it works. I can't quite work out the maths myself. Really cool. Beethoven described him as the original father of harmony. So yes, if you're interested in hearing huge amounts of Bach organ music for free to celebrate the bank holiday, you can go along to St Giles Church on Monday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
And I think you can just pop in and out, can't you? You don't have to stay there for the whole 4 hours.
Yeah, that would be quite an undertaking. But yeah, there'll be refreshments. You can wander in and out, go sit in the sun for a bit when you've had too much of a chorale prelude. Go back in for another bit of fugue. It'll be fantastic.
You make it sound so tempting. Thanks, Hiddy.
Cool.
Now on Monday evening there is a new stand-up night. Comedy seems to be thriving in Oxford. We went along recently to the first ever comedy festival.
It was amazing. It was really good.
It was very good fun.
So much talent in this city.
And now there's comedy nights popping up all over the place, and the newest of these is the Cape of Good Hope's Monday night stand-up comedy New Material Night. It's a free night of comedy, which is pretty good, and it's in the upstairs room of the Cape, offering stage time to new and established acts, so perhaps Ola and I could work on our comedy duo on Monday nights at the Cape from now on. If you're looking for other comedy nights, there is a fortnightly evening called Humour Tumour at the Art Bar on Sundays, At the St Aldate's Tavern, there's a Youngblood comedy night on the third Thursday of each month, and Huzzah comedy are at the Jericho Tavern on the last Tuesday of each month. So that's quite a lot.
You need like a spreadsheet.
I need a spreadsheet. Yeah, I need a Gantt chart on that. So with so many nights to practice, we really have no excuse but to get a bit funnier, and we'll start at 7:45 p.m. upstairs at the Cape of Good Hope on Monday.
Well, more events for the bank holiday. This is a really cool workshop, monoprinting workshop, that's happening at the South Oxford Community Centre. And it's cost £5, all the materials are provided, and you get to create unique artworks and learn a few new techniques. You have to book, it's from 10 a.m. to 12:30, and that's it.
It's a nice little thing to do on a bank holiday Monday morning instead of going to work. And then Tuesday, our last event of the week. If the comedy at the Cape didn't fill your belly with laughs on Monday, then Tuesday is the night to go and have another attempt at a laugh with the new stand-up show by comedian Josh Widdicombe at the Playhouse.
A proper professional this time.
A proper pro, not me and Orla. So Widdicombe, like many comedians, started out at the Edinburgh Fringe, did a fair bit of Radio 4 comedy, then he wrote some bits for comedy panel shows, then he got to go on the comedy panel shows, and then supported more established acts, until now he is coming up from behind the radio and the writing and the screen, and he's doing his own tours that he's headlining himself.
Oh, good.
So he's gone off in the world. He doesn't tackle the big issues in his shows, but he has an eye for the absurd and insignificant details, such as the serving suggestions on a pot noodle and slogans on love hearts. Just a few things he covers in his show. It's not the most substantial stuff, but it's good fun, and it's an hour in the company of a very likeable chap. Very relatable, nice lad. And you can see him, that's Josh Widdicombe, on Tuesday at the Oxford Playhouse at 7:30 p.m.
This has been the 100th edition of the Oxcast. If anyone would like to send us some cake or presents, then do by all means send them to first floor of 121 Cowley Road. Come back next week for the 101st edition.
If you want to get in touch with Daily Info, not just by post, you can also tweet us at Daily Info Oxford and search our Facebook page, just search for Daily Info Oxford.